Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 53.
I want to thank you for joining me on Table Talk. As you can see, we're just in a little bit different setting. We're in our building, in the chapel here at Christ Chapel, located at 3402 Locust Road on the south side of South Bend. And it's a joy to bring with you the Word of God. And I've been sharing with you about patience. We know that we need it, but it's just really hard to get there. Because something, and it's a saying that people have, push your button. And they know what that button is. And sometimes they don't hit it by accident. They really hit it a whole lot on purpose. Just to see how you're going to react to the irritation that they are. And so they can be irritating. Some people are irritating and don't know it. Others are irritating and they do know it. And so we just have to understand, what do we have to do to get beyond that to where I'm supposed to be with the Lord and act my spiritual age? We're not babies anymore. We can be growing up in the body of Christ, and we should be acting better. And so how do you know somebody has patience or not? By the evidence of their lives. And so when you're trying to teach somebody, and for example, you're a little boy or girl, first time on a tricycle, then a bicycle with training wheels, and then take the training wheels off, how patient were you? Did you just sit them on the bicycle and go back in and say, hey, you know what? There's a favorite football game on right now. When you know how to ride that thing, just yell out and I'll come and take a look. No, I've seen moms and dads have done it myself. Right behind your children as they try to pedal off. And with the tricycle, not too bad. And with the training wheels, you know, they flop from side to side because they're hitting the training wheels. But, you know, they do make it. And then with confidence, they're charging on. What do? You take the training wheels off. But at the same time, you have control of Missy or Junior, and you have the back side of that seat holding on to it. And you run with them, and they're pedaling, and you make sure they have balance, and they don't know when. But at some point, you let them go, and they're off on their own. But before you got to that point, you had patience. So how much patience does God have with us? Whew, he got a whole lot. He had a whole lot. I'm going to share with you from Romans chapter 15. And Romans 15 in verse 4 and 5 tells us that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. You know, there's some people saying that we don't need the Old Testament anymore. What is wrong with you? That is the foundation stones. That is the bedrock of our faith. The stories. Moses in the wilderness. Moses getting that revelation, the Ten Commandments. And it goes from Genesis right through Malachi. It is the bedrock of our faith, of our belief, of knowing how God interacts with humankind. And so, why was it written? Whatsoever things were written aforetime, O-T, were written for our learning. That's why it's there. So if you want to learn something, go to the Old Testament. Want to experience something, go to the New Testament. Learning, experiencing. What's the connection in between? Patience. And so, before time, written for our learning, that we through patience, and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. From hope to faith. From faith to receiving, to experiencing what God has already promised every single one of us. And so that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. Christ, in whose power? Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, to have the mantle of patience over you. Are you ready? Psalm 37 and verse 7, 8, and 9. Psalm 37 and verses 7, 8, and 9. Cease from anger. Wow. I've known people have had problems with their anger, and they don't know how to get over it. And it flares up. I mean, it explodes. And sometimes you don't know what in the world was said or done that hit that hot button of that anger, of where they literally, and I'm not making fun of anybody, they literally lose their mind. They don't act normal. They don't talk normal. They don't look normal when they're angry. And so full of that disturbing spirit that wants to destroy. That's the key word. Anger wants to destroy. And I'm saying you're not going to go out and get a gun and shoot everybody. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it destroys. Anger destroys relationships. How many marriages have gone sour because of anger? How many businesses and partnerships have gone south because of anger? How many people that could have had that position and done that thing in athletics or business or in the church world, but because they could not control their anger? The Bible says a man without self-control is like a city without walls. Wow. A man that cannot control himself is like a city without walls. What was the defense of the old cities thousands of years ago? It was the wall that they put around themselves. And it was to keep everybody out that was supposed to be out and keep everybody in that was supposed to be in. And before the sun set, you had better be in the walls, because outside of the walls, there was thieves, liars, murderers, wild animals. So you better get in the wall. So the Bible tells us that if you cannot take care of yourself, you're just like a city that has no defense whatsoever. So you need to pray to God. Say, oh God, deliver me in Jesus' name from that spirit of anger that comes on me, and give me the patience of God. God, you are patient with me. You saved me. May that patience come on me so I could share that patience with others. Would you do that? Think about it. Pray about it. And then do it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.